Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on YouTube TV, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi underscore Abebefe. You can check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network, at BetMGM Network, over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can go ahead and find it. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Monday. We got Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the Eagles beating the Kansas City Chiefs yet again in yesterday's Super Bowl rematch. Plus, I mean, we got quarterback injury news out the wazoo. Like, the last 30 minutes have been pretty nuts. But Nick will be mentioning Joe Burrow out for the next 3 months for the Bengals. J.J. McCarthy unlikely to play on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then also, Jaden Daniels, status uncertain after injuring his knee last Thursday night in their loss to the Green Bay Packers. A lot of quarterback injury news and last night's games all throughout the weekend. Nick will give us some of that coming up at 4 o'clock Eastern time. But as always, if you miss anything, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're so kind and putting it on there for you guys to consume in on-demand fashion, the least that you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have one guest who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5:20 Eastern time, our BetMGM Network teammate, co-host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniatovic, returns to us here on You Better You Bet. Sammy P does an awesome job with Nick on You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern time. Does great work for Fox Sports Digital, Bear Bets Podcast, Chicken Dinner Podcast. He's going to give us the betting recap from week two in the NFL. As a week two, you know, wasn't so kind to yours truly. We will try to get some winners tonight in the sport of football. But week two Sunday was could have been better. Could have been worse, but also could have been better. And we'll try to go ahead and get back on the horse, like I said, later on this evening. Speaking of this evening, we want to hear from you guys on social media. You can tweet us at You Better You Bet on Twitter. What's your best bet for tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader? Because if one game's not enough, how about two? We got a doubleheader tonight in Monday Night Football. Bucks at the Texans, Chargers at the Raiders. It could be a side, total, prop, whatever you like. Maybe you got a money line parlay with tonight's games. Whatever you like for tonight, let us know by tweeting us at YouBetterYouBet. And you better include that rationale. Otherwise, we're not going to give you a shout out. You must include the rationale, and we'll give you a shout-out later on in the program at 5:40 Eastern time. But best bets for tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. You can give us two best bets if you want. If you got one in each game or just one in general, but let us know what you like and why, and we will tip the cap to the real ones out there listening and watching on this fine Monday. But let's go ahead and get into the Super Bowl rematch that we saw yesterday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll get into all the quarterback injury news in the next segment. I just need a chance to just catch my breath on that stuff. Like, Burrow, that's been out for a while. But this McCarthy and Daniels news, we will get into that coming up at 3:20. But let's start the show, though, with the Super Bowl rematch. Eagles win yet again. They beat the Chiefs 20-17. Not as lopsided as it was this past February in the Super Bowl in New Orleans, but the Eagles win the game nonetheless. They improved to 2-0. And the big headliner out of yesterday's game is that the three-time defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are now 0-2. First 0-2 start for the Chiefs in the Patrick Mahomes era. Last time they started the year 0-2, 2014. That was Andy Reid's second season as Chiefs head coach, as he loses to his old team yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. And for me, my biggest takeaway from this game, and I don't know how many people are saying this or what's been going on, I really haven't been paying too much attention to what else is out there, but from watching the game yesterday, the whole time I'm thinking to myself, Kansas City is going to be all right. They're going to be all fine. I am not panicking one bit when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. They will be okay. The whole handicap for me going into yesterday's game, as someone who bet the under, one of the few bets that we won yesterday in the NFL, I bet under 47, and it was a dead under. One of the big handicaps towards that under was that the Chiefs don't have their dynamic pass catchers. Like, the guys that you saw out there for Kansas City, it was very pedestrian. There's no Xavier Worthy. He's dealing with the shoulder injury after Travis Kelce ran into him in Brazil. There's no Rashee Rice. He's dealing with the suspension, not going to be back for another four games. Like, that's not the fully formed version of the Kansas City Chiefs. And until we see that fully formed version, why would we be panicking? They still have the best head coach in Andy Reid. They still have the best quarterback. They still have one of the better defenses in the league. As we saw yesterday, Steve Spagnuolo can still dial them up as a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. Like, this is not the time to panic on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
However, it is a time to criticize the Kansas City Chiefs, because like you can't watch the game yesterday and not think to yourself, what the hell is Travis Kelce doing out there? Like, apparently the 2025 version of Travis Kelce is now a double agent. He's a double agent. He's out there as a saboteur. He's out there just trying to be the mole on the Kansas City Chiefs. This man looks washed, with a capital W, a capital A, a capital S, a capital H, a capital E, a capital D. He looks washed. I could not believe the play at the goal line. Like, you could make the argument that Travis Kelce cost Kansas City the game yesterday. Was he the only person to make a mistake yesterday for Kansas City? No. Mahomes missed a receiver wide open on a deep ball. Other guys were making mistakes out there. Nobody else played a perfect game. Nobody ever does. But Travis Kelce's mistake was the pivotal point in the game, the most high leverage point in the game, with Kansas City down 13-10 early in the fourth quarter. Here's Mahomes, just throws an absolute dime, threads the needle, bang, hits Kelce right there by the goal line. He's going to fall into the end zone for a touchdown to give Kansas City the lead. Instead, he deflects the ball into the arms of Eagles defensive back Andrew Mukuba, and he takes it 41 yards the other way. Boom. Philadelphia now in business, up 13-10 early in the fourth quarter. That, of course, led to a 10-play, 59-yard touchdown drive by the Eagles to make it a 20-10 game midway through the final period. At that point, based on how the Eagles' defense was shutting down the Chiefs' offense, at that point, ball game. It's over. Kansas City is not going to overcome that 10-point deficit because their offense is not explosive right now. the whole premise of the handicap. Hey, Chiefs dynamic pass catchers, they're not in the game. You fall down 10 points in the fourth quarter against that pass rush and that defense with Vic Fangio, who does such a great job of limiting big plays, you're not going to get back into the game. And they never did. They lose the game 20-17. Of course, thankfully, it goes under the total. Eagles go ahead and cover the number there as a short road favorite. But for my money, and in my opinion, like as bad as Kelce was in the game and as down in the dumps it feels like the Kansas City Chiefs should be right now sitting at 0-2 in a very, very competitive AFC West, mind you, like it's going to get so much better when Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are back. It's going to be so much better. Like, Xavier Worthy can stretch the field. One of the fastest players in the NFL. Like, that's going to open things up for some of those guys that are working the underneath routes, like a Juju Smith-Schuster, like a Travis Kelce, if he decides to hold on to the football. Like, that's going to work out. Oh, by the way, Rashee Rice, who, like, at this point in his career is probably Mahomes' most reliable target, like, he's going to come back in a month. This is going to be so much better than what it looks like right now. And I know there's going to be people that are waiting to put dirt on Kansas City, have been dying to bury this team because they're tired of them. Like, yeah, we're all tired of them. Everybody, we all want to see new teams win and not just see the same team over and over again. But don't let that blind you or let that kind of trick you into thinking that this team is done. We did that how many times with the New England Patriots before they were finally done in 2019? So, like, this is not done. Don't write off Kansas City just yet. It's just a blip in the radar. And the reason why I think that this is a blip in the radar, because you take a look at the upcoming schedule. Is it easy? No. Is it daunting? Not when you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Like, you can win any game you step your foot, step onto the field with. And on Sunday, they're at the New York Giants. They're a 5.5-point favorite. Barring Russell Wilson looking like how he did yesterday, which we'll get into next segment, like the Kansas City Chiefs should win the game. Hosting the Baltimore Ravens, that's tough. Like, I think Baltimore is going to beat them because the game's being played in September. If that game were played in January, you know exactly where I'd be going with that one. But it's in September. I think Baltimore can at least handle it in week four. So you're probably looking at 1-3. Week five at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they can beat Jacksonville. I'm not worried about that game. Then week six, they host the Detroit Lions. Detroit's won in Arrowhead before. So like, that's not an easy game, but probably a coin flip range. I think Kansas City can win it. Like, there's a good chance that after week six, we might be talking about the 3-3 Kansas City Chiefs, as opposed to, oh my goodness, the sky is falling. And that's when Rashee Rice gets back for week seven. So I don't think you need to be panicking whatsoever. And when you take a look at the betting markets for Kansas City, like, this tells you that you don't need to panic at all. Kansas City right now, they're still plus 650 to win the AFC. If it was panic time, do you think it'd be plus 650? Not a chance. To win the AFC West, plus 225? Like, depending on what happens tonight in this Raiders-Chargers game, if you like Las Vegas, kind of like how I do, like, plus 225, I think you should probably bet more some of that before tonight's game. And if the Chiefs somehow fall two games behind and the Chargers win again tonight, like, I'll bet a little bit more tomorrow. But I think you want to grab some plus 225 on Kansas City to win the division. Because if the Raiders win tonight, yeah, Las Vegas is 2-0. That's not a daunting a team to run down. Like the Chargers at 1-1, Denver at 1-1, they're still very much in it. It's just week two, folks. Let's pump the brakes. So I think when you look at the totality of what happened yesterday for Kansas City, to me, it just felt like a team that was missing those dynamic guys. And even the box score, like if you're just watching the game, the box score also suggests this as well. Like, Kansas City outgained Philadelphia, folks, 294 to 216. Chiefs had 5.2 yards per play, Eagles at 3.7. Like, doubt Mahomes and Reed at your own risk, but I'm not going to be the one that does that. I think they'll be A-OK. Before we wrap up this segment, though, I do want to hit on the Philadelphia Eagles, who did win the football game, by the way. They're 2-0 now. But through 2 weeks, and it feels like it's deja vu, I have not been impressed by Philadelphia through 2 weeks. And we did this dance back in 2023, a couple of years ago. Eagles getting off to that 10-1 start, never really looked the part. A lot of fortunate bounces went their way until they got to December and the wheels completely fell off. I don't think that's going to happen to this team. But you cannot watch the Eagles through those first couple of games and think to yourself, oh man, this looks like the Super Bowl team that we saw last year. It doesn't. There's no way it's the Super Bowl team that we saw last year. This offense is completely disjointed. Jalen Hurts yesterday, in the victory, mind you. Got to give him credit for the win, but here were the numbers for Jalen Hurts through the air. 15 of 22, 101 yards. This is a passing game that has A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. and they could only accumulate 101 yards through the air. Sure, they must have ran the football really, really well, right? Yeah, it was okay. Saquon Barkley, 88 yards on 22 carries, kind of a mediocre Barkley game. Like, this Kevin Petullo offense has not been good whatsoever. And, like, you look at how the Giants went through that Cowboys defense, hot knife through butter, and now you compare that to what the Eagles did on opening night a couple weeks ago. Like, we're starting to look at this Philly offense and say, okay, guys, what's the problem here? What's actually going on? Why is this not working the way it should be working? Until they fix that stuff, until we see them be a little bit more in rhythm, a little bit more in sync, I don't know how you can have a whole lot of faith in Philadelphia just marching right back to the Super Bowl. Oh, Eagles, they should be co-favorites with Green Bay. No, actually they shouldn't. The Packers are better through 2 weeks. I feel confident in saying that. Like, the Green Bay should be the clear NFC favorite. Then, yeah, if you want to put Philly after that, Detroit after that, that's fine. But there should not be a co-favorite situation. This is not a 1A, 1B in my mind. It's a 1, a clear 1 in Green Bay, and it's a clear 2 at best for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I've even entertained Detroit being better than Philadelphia at this point right now based on how that offense has been looking. So overall, for me, like, it sounds a little bit crazy. I actually have more concerns about the 2-0 team than I do the 0-2 team. Like, that is where I sit right now, because Philadelphia has real issues, and we did this dance a couple of years ago, and they never fixed them, as opposed to Kansas City, who I trust, once they get their guys back, will look like the Kansas City that has been tormenting the rest of the AFC over the last 6 years. All right, we're just getting started here on You Better You Bet on a Monday. I mentioned it at the top. A lot of injury news with signal callers all across the NFL. Joe Burrow out for the next 3 months. J.J. McCarthy out 2 to 4 weeks, according to Adam Schefter. And Jaden Daniels' status uncertain for Sunday. We break it down next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.